Greetings. This is Outbeat Music, The Sunny Side. I'm your host, Sun Bell. I'm setting up an interview right now with Sonia from Disappear Fear. And first I'm going to let you listen to a song of hers. She won the award for Outstanding International Song with Disappear Fear, and the song was Shor Hashem, but I'm playing the first track from Tango, Telepatia Sexual. Enjoy.
Siento melodía por mi mente. Como ahorita hoy no tengo mucho que decir, con tiempo lo tendré. Telepatía sexual, telepatía santa, telepatía sexual.
Listeners on the line, we have Sonia from Disappear Fear. Hi, Sonia.
Can you hear me?
There we go. Now we got you.
Okay. Cool.
So you say you're calling from very cold Madison, Wisconsin, huh?
Oh, yeah. I'm looking out the window at about 11 inches of snow.
Oh.
I think it's already, just, we flew in yesterday, and but the snow, of course, is already there and staying there. It got down to negative 2 last night, below zero Fahrenheit.
Wow. Well, you know, I'm all I can say is I'm glad to be here in California.
Yeah, you're in a good place. Is the station in Santa Rosa?
It's in Rohnert Park, actually, in Sonoma County.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, cool. I know where that is.
Uh-huh. I'm sure you do. You're a woman who gets around, that's for sure.
Well, I lived out in Northern California. I lived in Oakland for about 2 years in the mid-90s.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I loved it.
Well, that's really great. I can.
And then my brother lived in Ukiah for a bit too, so I was out there.
So you're familiar with the area, pretty darn good. Even though you're born in Baltimore, I read on your website.
I was, and I live in Baltimore now. It's my home.
Uh huh. Wonderful.
Yeah.
That's really wonderful. Well, the new CD Tango is quite a bit different from what the stuff that I've heard of yours in my recent past. I had Seed in the Sahara with Disappear Fear and your Sonia Almost Chocolate CD. So this was, you know, quite a change in style of what you're doing these days.
It's kind of come full circle because I'm now working on a CD that'll come out in March that's Americana and blues.
That should be
particularly blues. Mm-hmm. So that's like another thing. But the Tango CD is Latin, obviously, and world music.
Mm-hmm.
And every song is translated into Arabic, Spanish, Hebrew, and English.
That's amazing in itself.
Well, I had some great friends who really kicked in and helped me out with that. It's learning these languages is an ongoing process, but I love it.
Yeah, I bet it is, and they're not the easy languages either. So
I don't know what language is easy, except maybe eye contact.
Well, one of the things that came into my mind when I heard this CD was I was curious what brought about the change in your music style to this more international sound that you seem to have on the tango.
Well, a couple of things. One thing is I've always included in all of my CDs at least one or two songs that kind of had a Latin feel. That's always been something that I've done. In fact, one of the songs on it, Fallen, which is on the CD, Almost Chocolate, is Cayendo, which means fallen in Spanish, is just loved being in Spanish. It was so cool to translate it into Spanish because it really pops. The language just really works. And Spanish has always been, you know, such a seductive, romantic language. I've ventured into singing in Spanish. I love it. It's so musical. But the Hebrew and the Arabic really came more towards from my visit to to the West Bank, and also my time in Israel as well. Just my experiences there, and so it was going to just be like 10 songs in Spanish CD, but it moved into Hebrew and Arabic as well, and then I had to make it available to everybody in every language. When I performed in the West Bank, I performed for about 100 young Palestinian girls, really, at a camp, and they had heard a couple of my songs and they loved what I was doing, and I thought, wow, I should come back and sing in Arabic. That would be really cool, and since they were learning, you know, like my language, so. And so that's what I haven't been back to that particular place, but hopefully I may be back there next summer.
Yeah, that was
certainly the next year or so. So that just felt right. It seemed like a good way to go.
Well, it's definitely a way to touch the people in a real personal sense. That's for sure. Speaking their language. I wanted to congratulate you on your award that you won, your Grammy nomination for No Bomb Is Smart, and also on your Out Music Award for Shor Hashem, for Outstanding International Song. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Those are wonderful accomplishments.
The voice, if you play that song, the voice first that you hear on it is actually Rabbi Liz Bolton, and he is an opera singer up in Canada. And she's a openly gay rabbi now in Baltimore, and a wonderful person. And she's the first voice, the lead vocal that you hear, and then the second vocal is mine.
What does the title mean?
Shor Hashim means roots in Hebrew. And the way the song really came about was I was traveling from Canada back into the U.S., and I was at the customs place and, you know, waiting in line and getting out my passport. And I was looking up at these seagulls flying overhead, and I was thinking, gosh, you know, they don't have any passports. They're just flying, you know, from country to country. And I looked down, and the grass really doesn't look much different on either side of the border. And I got to thinking, what is it that's made by people and what is it that's made by God and nature.